This is Ansel Doing It podcast. We're two queer Latinx besties navigating academia and trying to stay sane in the process. Each week, we talk about identity, relationships, astrology, and mental health.
Join us as we figure out how to stay on top of our lives, our horoscopes, and our own self-work in these borderlands.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. It's, you know, it's going.
I don't know.
Well, it's going. If you don't know, now you know that it's going.
Aw.
It's Friday. Mm-hmm. It's hot. Feels like summer. This is gonna be the longest summer again, because last summer felt like it was 8 months because it felt like it was just hot the whole time. And I think I noticed it more because of quarantine.
I didn't know where that was going for a minute.
Yeah. I'm just like, wow. But then again, we're in California. So yeah, it's like summer all the time. But I know the Bay has two actual seasons, whereas LA just has a perpetual summer.
What are the two Bay Area seasons?
like spring and summer.
And
oh. Well, actually, it might have three. Fall, spring, and summer. It doesn't have winter.
No, I mean, I don't think anyone in the West Coast would qualify for a proper winter. So,
no.
It's okay. I'm happy without that one. So,
yeah, I'm totally fine without that.
Yeah, it's been really hot over here too. Just to give you all a weather report. it is, what were you saying earlier? It's 65, but it feels like 85. It's
outside. I feel like my iPhone's lying to me.
My iPhone lies to me constantly. I don't believe that bitch ever. But especially when it comes to the weather, I don't believe
it. Like, it is not 65. Oh, have you gone outside? So
no. My phone probably thinks I live by the beach or something. Like, there's no marine layer where I'm at.
Yeah, so it's going, you know? It's going.
Yeah. What's been giving you life lately, friend?
Like another day, another 100,000 day, and
another day, another walk with Blue,
another walk with Blue and Corona. No, it's been actually, the weather has been giving me life. I've noticed that my mood has shifted because of how nice and bright it is outside, and like I'm actually thinking more about summer and what I want to do this summer, and like I want to barbecue more and I want to buy some outdoor furniture. And I think that's kind of what's been giving me life, is like thinking about being on summer vacation, because I only have 6 more weeks of school. I've also been on spring break this week, so that's been nice to kind of mentally check out from work. And I haven't done anything like special or like, you know, but I have just kind of mentally checked out and allowed myself to just like rest and just do a lot of nothing, which has, I think, been really important. I have 6 weeks left of the school year, and then I'll be on like summer break. And so I think that's kind of been giving me some life. And I know there's more things. I'm excited because we just picked up this really fancy coffee grinder. So
we need a segment called home purchases.
Home purchases, yes. So this is our latest purchase that we saved up for. It's the Encore Baratza coffee grinder. And
I put the link in the description.
Yeah, they sell it in different places, but I didn't want to order it online. I wanted to like go pick it up somewhere. So actually also because I no longer subscribe to Amazon. So that would have been probably where I bought it. So, but yes. I canceled my Prime membership like last month. So
proud of you.
Yeah. So I did order it online, but to pick up at for curbside pickup at Crate and Barrel, which I've never shopped there before because it just sounds fancy. I know it is fancy, but even saying the name, I feel like it costs, I'm being charged for that. So, so I haven't used it because we just picked it up a little while ago, but we are using it tomorrow and I'm very excited because for like the last years, I bought this little cheap ass coffee grinder off Amazon that was like $15 and it's done the job, but it's like, you know, it's whatever.
For an upgrade.
It's not practical. Yeah. It's not practical. It does the job that it has to do, but you know, I'm like, oh my God, that. And then we went to Target and just bought like Anisha for a long time has been wanting a waffle maker, but we've just never gotten one because I've never really been into waffles. And then I don't know, lately I've been getting more into like pancakes. And then today I was like, I'm really craving waffles. And she was like, let's go buy a waffle machine. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. So
now let's go get waffle takeout. We're just going to buy the thing that makes the.
I know. I'm like, we're just building up our house more and more so that we can never leave it.
That's the master plan.
And honestly, I will be really even more honest. The incentive of buying the machine is that we bought the machine for the price of what brunch would have cost us for the both of us.
Say it louder for the people. I never understood why people were paying upwards of like $50-$70 for pancakes and waffles. Like I never got it.
That was the price range. We paid, I think, 60 plus tax for this waffle maker that was like really highly reviewed. So
damn, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So we'll also use that tomorrow. So I can maybe do a review on our next episode.
I really want a segment where you give us your review of things you buy. I am so down. Please let us know if you're down for this too.
Yeah. So I think that's what's giving me life is literally just creating the life of luxury at home with these just like little appliances that I think that actually another thing that's been giving me life now that you ask, but let me tell you, I have been really experimenting in the kitchen a lot. So I think a lot around food and coffee gives me life. So, you know,
what's the last thing you made that was an experiment?
I made actually this week, I made this really amazing chicken, like baked chicken. I put, it was like really basic, but I had just never done it I never baked it. I cooked it on the stovetop this way. But we had chicken thighs and I put everything in like a plastic bag. I should have just done it in a plate, but whatever. I put it in a Ziploc bag and I put salt, pepper, garlic powder, thyme. I've been fucking with thyme a lot. Thyme and a shit ton of mustard, like just yellow mustard and olive oil. And so then I shook everything up in the bag and got everything like, you know, lathered up with that mix. And then I put it on a, you know, on a sheet or like I put on a, what do you call those?
Sheet pan or?
Yeah, I guess a sheet pan.
Yeah.
One of those pans that go in the fucking.
The flat ones. Yes. We know what they are.
Yes. And so. I threw it in there at 400 degrees for like 45 minutes Oh my God. And then before I threw it in, I topped it a little bit more with like olive oil because I didn't put that much in the bag. So I like just topped it because that's what like crisps it, I guess, a little bit, or gives it like the brown coloring. But then mustard also, I don't know if you've ever made chicken with mustard, but I don't know exactly what it does, but I think it keeps the juices in the chicken kind of thing. And it doesn't taste like mustard at all. It just like gives it, like it makes it like more juicier, I guess. I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know. But it was really good and Anisha loved it. And so I used to be somebody who was really afraid in the kitchen. And was
you were somebody that didn't go to the kitchen.
I didn't go to the kitchen. I didn't really eat, you know. I mean, I have a history of like, you know, I was scared of food, right? I mean, I've talked about that trauma, but right. I think, and we can talk about this a little later, but because of our topic, but I think this last year, one of the best things that has happened is kind of like having to eat more at home. With not just the quarantine, but then actually like working on my budget and not eating out as much. It's like I'm actually really enjoying the process of exploring my palate and like trying new things and trying new seasonings. And like, the other day I thought of you because I made a different chicken, just like salt, pepper, just like on the grill, whatever.
I'm gonna write down these recipes, by the way, and put them on our Instagram. I'm still committed to that.
And I made this, but I was like, I need like a sauce, right? And because I'm all about sauces, I'm more for the sauce than I am for the food. So like, I need a sauce. And so I was like, okay, I have Greek yogurt, and then I had dried dill. So I threw some dried dill in there, and then I put some lemon or lime, I can't remember which one, one of those. And I was like, that tastes good, but it's missing something. And then
cumin?
No, I put sumac in it. And so I put some sumac in it because I actually bought all the ingredients to make the what do you call them?
Batata hara. Yeah, it's a lemon spicy potato.
I bought all the ingredients for that, but I've just never made them. But but I had that, so I threw it in. I threw in a little bit, and then I threw in a lot more, and then I was like, "Oh my god, this is bomb! It was so good."
Oh, anyway, I love sumac.
My check-in went a little longer, but you got me excited. That's what's giving me life: is eating bomb ass food.
That you're making yourself.
Yeah, totally.
That's like an added point of pride, you know? It's like, yeah, you can be a master at ordering Postmates and that's a skill set, but like take it another level, that's like amazing. I kind of want to make spicy potatoes now that you reminded me, for sure.
I don't even have potatoes, but I need to make some like so soon because I've been craving that, and I've been craving sunin so much.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I need to find a comparable restaurant here or just like cook something.
There's got to be something in Oakland.
I'm sure there is. I just don't know. But anyway, how are you doing?
I'm hungry.
I think I'm hungry too, actually.
It's like, damn, I asked this and now I'm hungry. But good. I mean, we're going to talk more about what's collectively giving us life, like with the Lil Nas X video that came out. So that's coming up because that's its own conversation. But let's see. I went outside yesterday. Let's talk about it. I don't really do that regardless, but I went out, my partner, I don't know if people know this, they don't have to, but I'll disclose this information because it's relevant. My partner's really into records. So am I. I've been collecting vinyl since I was in high school. But like really casually, like not seriously at all. Just like I'll buy an album here and there. And I've sort of done it for so long since I was 15. Mm-hmm. And so I've always been into music and vinyl's been usually what I buy, but like we went to, I don't know if folks from LA are listening, they're probably super aware of this, but if you're not, one of the most famous, like largest record stores, music stores in general is Amoeba in Hollywood. And I know you're from Hollywood. I know you know where I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they closed down the original location because the landlord wanted to build apartments there, gentrification. Yeah. And it was really heartbreaking. That old building is like historic. People, bands have played there. Like it's just a really historic thing. And so they closed because of COVID, and it was kind of up in the air whether they would come back at all.
Mm.
They didn't really know. And then finally, like mid-2020, they announced that they found a new location in Hollywood on Sunset and Argyle.
Oh, wow.
Like down the street from where they used to be,
mm-hmm.
On the Walk of Fame. And they were like, we're going to open, like, you know, hopefully in a few months. And then everybody kind of was like, looking around like, when is this going to happen? And they opened yesterday. Yesterday was the reopening day. And my partner and I got up at 6 a.m. to go line up.
Wow.
I know Jack is like, not me.
I'll come back later.
Yeah, that's what everybody probably said. But my partner and I were really excited. We're really big on records. We play a record almost every night. On the weekends, definitely we play records, but like lately what we've been doing is like we play one album from beginning to finish at night because we can't agree on TV. We actually are very different people and we can never agree on what to watch. Mm-hmm. We eat our food while we scroll down. We used to doom scroll through like Netflix and whatever we had, like Prime, whatever. Like we would just sort of never find something to watch together. So we ended up just like switching gears and like saying, okay, one person picks a vinyl, we play it and we talk about the music we're listening to, or like we just have a conversation.
That's cute. That's yeah. Romantic.
Yeah, it is. It's actually very intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's made me go into what I already have and like kind of show my partner a side of me, or like a younger version of me that bought this album, and like I talk about why I bought it, if there's a song on it that I really like. So we've been doing that for a couple months now. And so this opening was like, we were both so down to go that we got up really early, and we were 101 and 102 into the store. We were almost the first 100 people. Yeah, it was.
And so there was people who got there before you.
100 people got there before us, yes. Which is fine. It's fine. It was beautiful. It was really cool. Everybody seemed really excited. I got a couple things there. But I think mostly we waited around 3.5 hours. They opened at 11. We got there at 7:30. Yeah. I was fine with it. I mean, I'm a good waiting person. I don't know what to call it, but like I'm good at waiting. I'm pretty patient. I was like, yeah, I have some music, I'm down, I have podcasts, like it's not a big deal. And before we knew it, they were open, and I got a couple things. Like I got the Purple Rain soundtrack, which I've been meaning to get.
Hold on, I need to go back a little bit and understand. Yeah. like
why
like did you know that people were gonna be lined up, or like what was the, was there warnings of like, oh, people are going to start lining up, so make sure you get here earlier. Like, what's the context? Run me through the conversation that you and Ben had of actually waking up and going there early.
You already know that conversation was hella entertaining. My partner, let me just preface this. The context here is that my partner's not from LA. I love him a lot. He has a lot of redeeming qualities. And at the end of that is like, he doesn't know the hype around things in LA the way that I do. Right. So he was like, oh, they're opening. He showed me the Instagram and he said, they're opening again. We should go. Like, let's show up at like 9 a.m. or 10 and line up for an hour and we'll make it in. And I was like, excuse me, Amoeba? You're telling me we can show up there an hour beforehand and get in? Sir, like, do you not know who you're talking about? Like, I said, we're going to be there 3-4 hours before they open if we want to get in. Like, that's just how we do things. And I was like, this is a big deal, not just to people in LA, but like, people are going to drive up to this shit. San Diego, Oakland, San Francisco, I don't even know. I was like, we're going to get there early and we're going to wake up early. We're going to get coffee. This is going to be a day. Like, I was just like, if we want to do this, let's do it the right way. I don't want to do it shitty, you know? And so he was like, okay, okay. He got really serious. He's like, well, if you think that's true, then yeah, okay, I'm down. Okay, let's do this. And then we just planned everything out. We like set 2 alarms, put our outfits ready the day before. We like, we're on. Ben and I are really good at like being, sticking to a plan. We love plans. So like, the both of us are really good at like, this is A, this is B, this is what happens next, this is what happens next. So that's kind of how it went down. And I'm glad we did, because people were waiting for several hours. The line was so long that they had to at one point tell people to go home because they weren't going to make it inside that day.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the draw here is getting vinyls.
The draw here is being a part of history. Yeah, it's being a part of history, is getting to experience the store again because it closed down for a while. It's, yeah, getting first dibs on vinyls that are rare. Like, I found something that isn't, you can't find online. I've been looking for months for this vinyl. I found it in the first 5 minutes I was in the store. Like, the selection that Amoeba has is just, like, so big. So people love this store for a lot of reasons, but the reason I love it is because, like, I've been going to this store since I was a teenager, you know, and like, it's a big deal to me emotionally, but also just, they have a lot of shit and you can find almost anything there.
Yeah.
You know, Ben found the Home Alone soundtrack that he's been looking for like years. So I got the Purple Rain. I got the Labyrinth soundtrack with David Bowie, and I got a couple other things, but mostly just happy to be there. And it was such an adventure. You know, it was, we had a really beautiful day yesterday, even though we were tired. But yeah, that's what gave me life. It just reminded me that like, wow, like, if it wasn't for lockdown, we wouldn't have found our mutual love of like music. We were trying to relate to each other through like movies and TV, and that just wasn't working. And so we realized that like the thing we actually like together is music, not so much that stuff, because like very different. But we get told a lot, right? That like, oh, you have to watch shows together. Like all the media representations are telling us couples sit down on the couch and watch something together. So for me, I was like, that's not really who we are. We need to find something else to like do together, because this is not it.
Anisha watches a lot of shit that I'm not interested in. We like some things that are the same, but the majority of this shit, I don't want to watch what she's watching.
Her and I are watching a drama right now together, sort of. We're watching a Korean drama called Record of Youth, I think.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, I know. And Ben would never be caught dead watching Korean dramas, you know, but
I mean, it does look good though, because I saw like an episode and I was all into it, but I just don't have the stamina to, you know, keep up with that.
You don't have the investment of like waiting like, for episodes for people to hold hands.
I have to really, really, really be into that. Because I guess it's a thing of like, I do like TV. So it's not that I don't like TV, right? But to binge something or to like keep watching, like I have to be really, because I'm just like, I'm kind of like a busybody, I feel like. Maybe that's what it is, where I'm just like, I just can't, like, if I'm, I don't know. Sometimes I have those moments where I'm like, I want to watch TV, and there are certain things that I do want to watch, like, things come out. But I feel like Anisha gets a lot of joy out of watching a lot of this sci-fi stuff, and I'm just like,
you're trying to catch up with whose name is what, and like,
I'm like, I could give a fuck. I'm like, I'd rather be watering my plants or haciéndome pendejo in some other way, right? Than that, you know? It's not that I'm doing anything better, because I'm not judging it, but it's just like...
not for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel that. So, I feel that. So me and Anisha have similar tastes.
I'm probably just scrolling through my phone for the same amount of hours, you know, like not doing anything. But anyway,
it's all good. That's my update. I'm really happy, and I have a couple albums that I'm really excited to play. And it felt really cool to be a part of history in that sense. Just like,
do you have any
things were opening?
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations for a record player?
Oh, yeah. Well, my partner's kind of the one that's done all the research on that. I just approved the purchase, but I know.
Okay, what did he purchase? Because, you know, I always buy what he buys.
Yeah, actually. Well, there's a couple of things he said. Like, my little sister was just asking him last night about like beginner turntables, and he said like a healthy budget for a good quality one is around 100 to 150. The one we have was around 300.
What kind is it Audio Technica?
Yes, it's the Audio Technica. It has the clear glass cover on it. Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the Audio Technica that was 150, and then the one that mm-hmm. was like closer to 300.
Yeah. So he said anything above like 150, the Audio Technica is the one we have. We have the $300 one, but with the 150, he said is perfectly fine. He does not recommend the Crossley kind of suitcase ones because those are not the best. It's about preserving the record quality, and like they tend to scratch records, and basically you can't coordinate the pressure. Like you can't control the pressure of the needle. So there's a lot of things on it, but basically hands down, go with something that's going to have more settings on it for you to customize, because not every album that you get is going to be made the same. And the Crossley suitcase ones unfortunately scratch your records, or you know, if you have different records, like they're just not going to work. It's not a one size fits all. So that's what he told my sister last night, and that's what I'm telling you all now.
And okay, maybe I can ask you more questions offline.
Totally. And if y'all have questions, please, I would love to like...
I'm getting into the nitty gritty of it. It's fine.
No, it's okay. We can totally do an episode on that if you want. Like music. We did one a while ago on music, so we can do another music episode if you want. Mm-hmm. I'd be down for that. My taste has changed a little bit.
Speaking of music.
Yes.
The song and video that's giving me life is Lil Nas X's. I'm not a youth anymore. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's just really funny.
What?
Continue. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Lil Nas X Montero.
Indeed.
Call Me By Your Name is giving me life. I don't know if you've seen the video. If you haven't, you need to drop everything that you're doing and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I've
seen it like 40 times now.
I've seen it like 70 then.
It's on loop. Yeah. It's also really short.
Yeah, yeah. But what do you think? What are your thoughts? It's a good bop. It's a really good song. I was listening mm-hmm. to it on my drive today to pick up the coffee grinder.
Yeah.
Full time? No. But I was playing his station on Spotify, but I was listening to that song, and I just love the video. I just love how out there it is, and
yeah, it is out there. That's a good word for it.
I think. You know what? I don't think it's out there for queer spaces.
No, I think it's actually right on brand for them.
Yeah, that's what we see if you're in queer spaces or like in queer clubs.
Like, were you scandalized at all, friend? Because I was
no, like, but it's scandalizing to see it on such a mainstream kind of like, because he's like a mainstream artist, right? So to see something that is so grounded in like queer critique. Queer of color critique, right? This is queer of color critique.
Yes, professor.
That's how I should brand it to my students. I'm like, I need to share it with my students, but I don't know how to say, like, how to tie it to my class. That's why, because it's a critique, right? Of religion.
You're like, how do I watch this again, but with my students?
Is right. How do I say, hey, students, like, this is really fucking cool, dude. Like,
yes, yes. Here's what I have to say. This is my review of this video. Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, yes. Spectacular, never the same, totally unique, completely not ever been done before, unafraid to reference or not reference. This is a Lady Gaga quote, but really just so good from beginning to end. It's what you're saying. It's like the imagery, the concept is on a 10. Everything is just like so well executed. He's pole dancing beautifully.
Pole dancing to hell.
He's standing at the elevator.
That's where I want to go. Like, wait a minute. I've been watching all of his Instagrams, and like he's like sharing all these TikToks of people being like arriving at heaven, and then the person at heaven is like, wait, you have to pass one test. And then they start playing that song, and then they're like bopping to it. And then the person's like, the pole to hell is right over there.
And oh my God.
They like walk to the pole. And then it like ends, right? But I'm like, yeah, because, and for him, right, the little, and you know what? Like, I've known who he is, but I've never really followed him very much or read too much into like, you know, what he was about until like recently, and I don't know, it's just been really, I mean, he was talking about, I don't know, somewhere I read he was talking about how like this is like he grew up in a place where it was like all of this shit is shoved down your throat, right? Like they're gonna go to hell, that you're gonna go to hell for being gay, and not only gay, right, but like embracing femininity and like the kind of moving, like transgressing the boundaries of gender.
Yeah.
Right?
Gender and sexuality, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
he turned that imagery on its head.
So like I said, I'm just like, he ain't doing nothing new in terms of like queer spaces and drag. Like I think that, but that's not to take away the creativity and the genius, right? Because yes. I think he is a genius and he's extremely creative and like everything you said, but also it's like it's like I think what's powerful about it is like it's in the mainstream, and I think that's why people are so like talking shit about him, you know, or like so shook. Well,
conservatives don't need a lot to get all their panties in a twist about things, but yeah, I love the humor. I love his sense of humor and how he's been handling everything afterward. I think that speaks to just his like comfortable he is with himself. Yeah, like. Just speaks to how confident he is in himself and like how he knew that people were going to be really scandalized, but he still just handling it really well. And I love that because I saw
what is your favorite part of the video?
Oh my God. There isn't one. All of it is my favorite, but let me tell you something. The thigh high boots need to, I don't ever think I've ever been a leather boot person, maybe white leather, like a 60s vibe, but the black thigh high leather boots just gave me so much life when they were like, you know, like the shot. Yeah. The shot from above, right. Where he's going down, like that shot of him, I think that should be a painting. It's just so beautiful. Like, I just feel like that was my favorite part. Just like the costume design and the execution of the concept, right? Like the colors in heaven versus the colors in Eden. Like, it was just really vibrant and beautiful. And I love just how well that looked.
You know what I was shook by? You know what I was shook by?
What?
I was shook at how he was grinding on Satan. And so openly, just like, this is what I'm doing, all of you straight motherfuckers. Like,
he's like the flexibility, yeah. Or?
No, like the part, the homoerotic, pornographic scene of that happening and just being like, like,
like, has anybody else seen this version of it?
I'm like, I you know, I watch this kind of stuff all the time, but you know.
shout out to the internet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I was like, again, it's like the mainstream of it all. The fact that
that's true.
He's doing that, and he's knowing that, like, the multiple communities he's part of are viewing this and are going to be really offended by it. Right.
Right.
And still to be like, I don't give a fuck. And I think that
Near Eastern,
that,
no less.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, right? That he released it right before Easter, which I didn't think about because I don't celebrate that, but right. So I have no sense of time in terms of that. But
he really sat in that boardroom and told his team, like, this is when it's coming out. I'm aware of the holiday or whatever. It's gonna happen, you know. Yeah. And we're gonna be here on, you know, Lent. It's during Lent in general, so we're just gonna be, you know, this is the one thing we can have for Lent. That's it. Like, it's that good.
Yeah. And what do you think about, you know, because at the same time, the same day the video dropped, or a day after or something like that,
yeah,
he released those Nikes that he did a art collaboration with that art collective in New York with the One Drop of Blood.
So glad you asked, because this was an actual conversation in my household. Yeah. My partner told me about it. I had no idea. Apparently there were Jesus shoes before these with holy water in them.
Oh.
Like, they were platform, and then inside the bubble of the platform there was holy water. So that's important context. But I actually, we talked about this in the group chat, right? Like, we have a group chat with our close friends, and I was like, this is art. The art world has been doing some crazy shit for a while now. Like, I'm not a stranger to that. So
you're like,
that,
just One Drop?
Yeah, like, I thought they would have like a smear, you know, like maybe they were blood red, and like the pigment of the shoe was like mixed with blood. Like, there's so many ways to use blood in artwork. So I was actually kind of not surprised. It's cool, but I was also not scandalized in the way that, or grossed out in the way that a lot of people maybe were.
Yeah. Now he's like getting sued by Nike and shit.
Nike, I'm not surprised. They're just sad they weren't involved. You know, they're just sad they couldn't cash in, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I told the group chat, I have been in the presence of art that has poop on it. Bodily substances in art are very common, and it's actually powerful work. There's this African artist that uses like horse poop in his work, and I've seen it in person, and it's worth millions. So I was like, Drop of Blood, that's pretty low key to me. So that's cute. And it's on brand, right? Like, it's such a well-timed. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the thought and concepts that he's been coming out with a lot. I wasn't scandalized. Were you scandalized by that?
No. Not at all. I was just like, why are people tripping off this? Again, because I'm like, also, like, I'm not, I think a lot of people who are offended are conservative and religious, and I'm like, I'm neither of those things, so I'm just like, yeah, it's art, and like, yeah. And I'm also down for anybody being like satanic and shit or like critiquing religiosity. So
or the imagery that's attached to that, right?
So yeah, must be in, yeah.
I mean, I didn't see this kind of scandalizing, or maybe there was one when Britney Spears wore like a skirt, like a schoolgirl skirt, like from a Catholic school.
I'll tell you this, I was more scandalized by him twerking on Satan and making it look like Satan was barebacking him then the shoe with the one drop of blood.
Truly, yeah. And if folks are listening and they do practice Catholicism or Christianity, we're not saying that like this is in any way related to that. I actually think it has nothing to do with it, right? Like, this is not only a fantasy world where like there's a pole that goes to hell. It's satire and it has nothing to do with the actual practice of it, right? And that's kind of the lesson here, is that people who are in some ways practicing Christianity in a way that's compassionate are not homophobic, right? Like, there are parts of Christianity that accept, you know, same-sex relationships, and I'm sure there's like going to be one person that's going to be like, that's not me, you know. Like, yeah. I don't not accept to gay people or whatever. And I'm like, okay, boo. Like, do you want a cookie? That doesn't negate the experience that Lil Nas X had with Christianity. And I do want to honor this artist who made this piece of artwork about his experience and his experience only, and is beautiful conceptually, but also speaks to how he was dehumanized, right? Mm-hmm. And we should just give him the room to honor that truth and, like, there should be multiple truths at once. You know, I'm sure there's Christians that are not homophobic, and I'm sure that there's lots of Lil Nas X's experiencing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's my two cents on that. You know, if Christians are offended or Catholics are like, oh my God, how dare you? I don't, whatever, you know, just be used to art and there being things like this out there. That's like, it's actually very vanilla to us because we've seen some crazy shit.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
So I mean, I've seen drag queens dressed up as nuns for years now. This is like very passive.
Yeah. Totally. So
nothing is beyond critique. How about that?
Yeah, that's all I got to say. I'm going to keep listening to it and playing the video because I just, that's what I'm, what's giving me life right now.
Well, I'll be right there with you, giving him views.
Mm-hmm. And that too, right, is like giving him views and like being like, yeah, this is, we want more of this shit.
Yes, I hope he comes out with more of this. I hope that, I mean, I know he's not afraid. I could tell, like, he's super prepped for this, but like, I'm excited for what's to come from him. I really am. I do want to be clear, because I know we got asked this. We went on IG Live like yesterday. Was that yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Two days ago. Yes. If there's gaps between our episodes, I think folks know that like I'm finishing my dissertation, but I just wanted to say it on an episode.
Yeah. Dr. Becerra. Becerra.
Oh God. But I do want to say, you know, like, we're doing our best to give out episodes, but if you don't hear from us for a little while, it's probably because I'm out here struggling and finishing up. So this is for real, for real. I'm graduating, and I don't know if I shared with folks on the podcast, but I gave my committee a draft of my dissertation.
Woo!
Last month. So it's in their hands now. My future's in their hands, which basically just means that I'm getting closer and closer to that milestone. And I have a lot of feelings about it, and we'll do an episode about those feelings. But mostly just want to, you know, be transparent with y'all and let you know that, like, we're doing our best. But if you don't hear from us, like, that's why.
So let me ask you this. What is getting, since we're talking about what's giving us life, what's giving you life to get through this horrible process of finishing your dissertation.
What's giving me life to get through this process, honestly, is thinking about the day when I don't have to write. Like, we can talk more later, but I'm having a realization that I actually am very okay with not doing this in this way again. And grad school is very different, right?
Yeah.
It's torture on purpose, but I am really excited for the day when I can wake up and not be really worried about where my dissertation's at, or like, you know, how many things I have to do related to that, or like hunting down a footnote.
You're done. This is wow. This is your last paper you're submitting.
Yeah, this is exactly. This is my last paper, so I'm excited for my last paper to be graded, and I'm excited for the amount of mental space that will be freed once I'm done. I'm actually really excited, and that's what's keeping me going, is honestly every morning think about what my life will look like without the mental real estate taken up by this degree. I'm really excited about, you know, having free time in general. So that's what's keeping me alive, is the vision of that. And yeah, I just want to ask for all of your velitas to be lit and all your good wishes. And if you have mal de ojo, take it somewhere else. So
obvi.
But yeah, thank you for always honoring where we're at. And I wanted to be transparent and let y'all know what's going on with me. So in case you're wondering why we don't record as often, especially in the coming months, that's why.
This is a huge milestone. So we're making space for it. And you know, we're all going to be celebrating you when you're done.
The last thing I'll say is, like, it's been one of the most important tests of character that I've ever had. So if anything, I'm grateful for the opportunity to test my limits and my character and to really solidify what my values are as a person. So I think that's worth the money, you know. I'm glad that I was able to experience that. But yeah, pray for me, y'all. Later, Velita. I'm working really hard right now. Don't ask me how it's going. I hate that question. Don't ask me how my dissertation's going. Just let me go write it and let me go do this. And then I'll come back in a few months and be a doctor.
Exactly.
I hate being micromanaged. I hate checking in about my progress, you know, when it comes to that. So
yeah,
just, you know, wish me luck and love and light and all that.
Well, I'm sending you love and light and luck. Live, love, laugh.
That's right. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, so keep doing what you're doing, hustling, and, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be over soon, but we'll be
Thank
here.
You.
We'll be here.
All right, y'all. Take care. We'll talk to you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.